Now, she didn't go way back to childhood. Sometimes people do. But the whole point is, we're doing the same thing. Does that make sense? We're doing the same thing, only after we get whatever the experience is, we're adding another anchor in, which is that of a resource, right here. And notice what I did with her after we got back to what I was just exploring. What was the earliest? Was there something in childhood that happened that she had buried deep and forgotten about? And there didn't seem to be, but there could have been. What was the earliest experience? Once you get there, you help the person dissociate. Remember, we were talking about that earlier. And review it from a neutral perspective. Because sometimes people have really emotional responses to something that happened. If in the fifth grade she had had this horrible experience of a teacher embarrassing her or doing something in front of the class, and she said from that moment on, I'm never getting in front of a class in my life, ever getting in front of people. And some folks have had bad experiences with a school experience like that. Then the dissociation becomes especially important because you don't want the person to have to continue to feel bad. We only use this anchor to take us back in time. So we're identifying, rather than a resource for this, we're doing an unresourceful state. So that's how this changes for this process. Rather than identifying a resource, we're identifying an unresourceful state that we have. It could be a feeling of being criticized, embarrassed, angry. Oh, thank you. Not the biggest thing in your life?
Yeah, just
you mean a smaller thing to practice with, and you never know where they're going to go anyway, but yeah.
What this works great for, or if you can't really think of something, or you're not really sure, work with something in traffic. Everybody always has some thing in traffic.
Where you get nervous and uptight.
Always.
Always.
Hey, Kevin, where I live, you can't go over 25 miles an hour, and there's only two stoplights in the whole town. No, it's just wonderful. Ask me how I feel when I get down here and try to drive. Yeah. So what we're doing, identifying an unresourceful, and traffic would be fine, or getting annoyed when somebody is too slow in front of the line in front of you. Yeah. Always choosing the wrong line, whatever. Take it back and find out what are the other things that are related to that? Where does that go? You might be totally surprised. Joseph, do you have a question?
I could help with the deconstruction of that scenario using this diagram. So you identified an unresourceful state, and do we anchor it?
Yes.
To be able to recall that state again.
That's right.
And break state, and then identify similar scenarios from the past where that person must have gone through a similar unresourceful state.
And actually, what you do is, once you have tested the anchor and you know it's there, you hold the anchor down the whole time and say, let this feeling take you back in time. And they identify and give you a nod when they have other experiences. And they're not trying to remember them, but just say, let me know when another experience pops into your conscious awareness.
Similar unpleasant experiences.
Yeah, similar. It's the feeling with a similar feeling attached to it. It's the feeling that's taking us back in time. Okay? You following that?
Yeah.
Didn't you have them watch it like from a movie?
And then As soon as you get back to the earliest, dissociate and review. So up to this point, it's looking the same, except we didn't do that the last time in real depth. We didn't need to dissociate fully because it was a resourceful experience. But with this, you need to look at it from that neutral perspective and say, what did I need there? The reason we're looking at it is to say, what resource to identify, what resource do I could I have used back there that would have made this different? And, you know, it's something that you yourself could have had inside you, a resource state. Even if you go back to childhood, a state of peacefulness, knowing you're okay, trusting yourself. This is where neurological levels come involved. You go to higher neurological levels. You don't just say, if I'd had this behavior, but you say, well, if I'd had access to these things inside me and known I was okay at the identity level. So you choose a resource, and then you're going to anchor that resource. This is my anchor, see? I don't always have them, and she was only using the self-anchor for getting back in time. If the person said, you know, has something in a specific spot in the body, I let them self-anchor, because then they can just hold it themselves as well. And I use my anchor, but a self-anchor is nice too. And then we're not going to use this anchor anymore. You all following me? We don't need it. The only thing we needed it for was to guide us back in time.
Do you, after they kind of disassociate and see their past experience, then they just release the anchor, and then you get what resource could have helped them and get a new anchor.
And we're gonna get a new anchor for the resource.
In a different spot.
Different spot, oh yes, not in the same spot. Yes.
Sorry, just to clarify, when we're disassociating and looking, do we still hold the anchor? Or
No.
So we break anchor before
right.
we go,
mm-hmm.
because if we
right.
don't want to associate.
We only needed the anchor to get us back in time. Phew. Then we're through with it, okay? Then we're through with it for this process called change personal history. We're through with it at that point. Because, well, I did that. I like, because that spot where she was standing was somewhat contaminated with the old state. Then we find the resource and anchor it. Yes, Joseph.
So this anchor here serves a different purpose from the prior exercise that we did.
That's right.
In the prior experience, we said, set an anchor and recall that anchor when you want to be able to get into that same state again. Whereas here, use it only for the purpose of
that's right.
backtracking in.
Yeah. You got it. So it was only to take us back in time, and then we don't need it any longer.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the guide. It was like the flashlight shining back there. Where is this? Oh, there it is, right there. Yeah, there's Randy.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. Okay, so the anchor is to go back to the feeling in time and so on, and then you break state, and then you dissociate, do the movie, but then they're coming up with the resource, the internal resource. Do we want to anchor that internal resource?
Absolutely, that's what this is for. So once you've found the resource, you're going to anchor that and bring it to that old experience.
In a new place?
Yes, in a new place, yes. Mm-hmm.
In a new place on the arm and also on the floor?
And I use both a new place on the floor and a new place on the arm. Yes, Vivian?
And you want to make that spot where they can do a self-anchor?
It doesn't matter, no. I mean, at this point, you're just practicing anchoring other people, so yes.
I'll tell you,
explain makes much more sense. I'm just wondering if you can demonstrate it again.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You won't have time to do it today. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
because we're almost finished. Okay.
Because I know that she has the hand and the back, it doesn't matter the position of the
I sometimes kind of pulled her hand out a little bit. I wasn't sure what that was about, holding back on something. But once I helped her get balanced and she was associated here and I anchored that, I figured that was okay. Yeah. I don't know what this is about, Lindsay. Holding yourself back? I don't know.